Welcome in, y'all. Sports with Balls. Back in H-Town. Love it. Sorry, it's been a minute. Look, got a lot going on, man. I try to squeeze in the show whenever I can. So thank you guys for tuning in. This is Sports with Balls. I'm Jeff Michael. What a day. What a weekend we had, man. Fastest 2 minutes in sports. The Kentucky Derby was this weekend. There was a lot of stuff that went down this weekend. Basketball, NBA playoffs, second round has just started, so we'll get into that a little bit. Ant, I know everybody's fired up about all the Minnesota Timberwolves, but the comparisons to Michael Jordan must stop. It's absolutely ridiculous. We'll tackle some baseball, and also we're going to get into this Tom Brady roast, y'all. Holy, you know what? I was in shock for what I saw on this roast. It was brutal. Absolutely brutal. Sorry, trying to adjust my camera to where I don't feel like I'm crooked for all you OCD peeps out there. All right, guys, welcome to the show. I'm Jeff Michael. This is Sports with Balls. Today is May 6th. Like we do every show, we're going to break down what national day it is or international day. And my first one is awesome. May 6th, International No Diet Day. Oh, come on, stupid thing. Sorry about that. International No Diet Day. Come on, man. I love that. I'll take it. May 6th, National Nurses Day. What else we got here? Great Lakes Awareness Day, Melanoma Monday, even though, National Aiden Day, if your name's Aiden, National Beverage Day. I don't know. I mean, what? That's every day. That doesn't make any sense. If your name's Tony, it's your day. Open Farm. What else? Sauvignon Blanc Day. I do like me some white wine. Tourist Appreciation Day. The great Bob Seger and George Clooney. It's their birthday. And Chris Paul, point guard. Chris Paul. It's his birthday. Willie Mays as well. So those are your birthdays. Those are your national holidays. Nothing that really sticks out to me except for the International No Diet Day. And I just got a text message from Joe Applewhite showing me a bunch of donuts from Disney World. So there's your International No Diet Day. But welcome into the show. Today's show, as always, sponsored by Christian's Tailgate. Go to christianstailgate.com. Find one near you. I'm sure everybody was there watching the Canelo fight this weekend. Cinco de Mayo yesterday. I bet the place was absolutely packed. I couldn't do it. I've got a plane flight today. Didn't want to be hungover, so I stayed home. But anyways, go to christianstailgate.com, award-winning food. Just an incredible way to watch all your sporting events. They got karaoke. They've got games. They have cornhole tournament. They got everything. Just go to christianstailgate.com. Find one near you. Also, Diamond Auto Spa. My boy Austin Bauer over there doing things, man. This place is, if you want your car to go to a masseuse, and go get cleaned up. This place is where you go, man. Diamond Auto Spa, specializing in paint protection film, ceramic coatings, and vinyl wraps. Detailing is just the beginning. And then Bailey Roofing and Construction. The weather has been ridiculous lately. Call Garrison Bailey, 281-961-2872. Check out your roof. If you need remodeling done, anything, $500 off when you mention Sports with Balls. So mention us, get $500 off, free roof inspections, man. Just call Garrison. Just go to, what is it, BaileyRoofingConstruction.com, GB@BaileyRoofingConstruction.com. There you go. Go check them out. Let's get into some sports. What are we breaking down first, man? What do we want to break down first? Let's go to this Tom Brady. Let's talk about Tom Brady and this roast last night. First off, if you haven't watched it yet, go watch it. It is unreal. Like this roast, this may be the most insane roast I have ever listened to in my life. And I've listened to probably 10 to 15 of them. This thing is ridiculous, man. Everybody, all his old teammates on there, Kim Kardashian being booed. But I got to tell you, do not have this roast on when the kids are up. This is not G-rated. It's not PG-rated. It's not PG-13. It's not even R. It's way past that. This Tom Brady roast went absolutely crazy, and it was hysterical. But like I said, make sure the kids cannot hear this because it's bad. It gets real bad. And I don't know how much they had to pay Tom Brady for this. I don't know what the terms were, but holy crap, man. These people went nuts on him. He had a little bit of a comeback at the end because, as you know, the roasting host gets to get up and shoot back at these people, but it was nothing like what they did to him. Gisele Bündchen got absolutely destroyed. It was, man, it was bad. One of the roast girls said, Tom Brady, you got 6 rings and then, or 7 rings. He said, oh no, never mind. You have 8 now since Gisele gave one back. Dude, it was brutal. It was brutal. The best part of it, Bill Belichick getting up and doing a 10-minute roast himself because, you know, he's not, you know, microphone savvy, if you will. But he did a great job. Bill Belichick did a fantastic job. Gronk there. It was just Kevin Hart hosting. It was bad. It was hysterical. It was hysterical. And Tom Brady got roasted in a very, very brutal, brutal way, man. Like I said, if you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. I would go watch it. Again, it is way past rated R, so make sure nobody's within earshot. Or just put headphones on if you watch it on your computer. Because it is bad. Kevin Anthony joining the show. Let's say go Cowboys. What does he say? Caitlin Clark sold more jerseys in one day than Dallas Cowboys sold all last season. Why are you dogging your Cowboys, Kevin? Damn. Look, we weren't going to go on the Cowboys. I thought I'd go the whole show without mentioning the Cowboys. That's usually what I try to do, especially not during football season, but there you go. Cowboys have been mentioned, and we're less than 10 minutes into the show. It's only a 25-minute, 30-minute show, so thanks, Kevin, for that. Oh, wow. We'll get into some NFL later. What else did we have? Oh, the Kentucky Derby. Kentucky freaking Derby was this weekend, and it was phenomenal. It was a photo finish at the Kentucky Derby. What is it? Mystic one? What was his name? What is the Kentucky? I can't even remember the Kentucky Derby winner's name. Mystic Dan. 18-1 underdog. A record. Check this out, though. This was the craziest stat. And look, I know gambling's taken over the world as far as sports is concerned. Like, it is unbelievable. And they're breaking records. Every single event is a different record-breaking thing. Every major sporting event, there's some record being broken as far as gambling. But there were $210 million gambled yesterday at Churchill Downs alone. Wow. 210, and there was over $400 million bet nationwide or worldwide or however you want to put it. That's insane. I mean, gambling is just, it's nuts, man. And look, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't gamble. I gamble a little bit, especially with traveling a lot now. When I go to these states, I'll put in some DraftKings. I'll put $5 here, $10 here, maybe a $15 parlay here. But I'm not ruining my kids' dinners because of gambling. Man, gambling has absolutely taken over. And the can's open. I don't know how, you're not going to put it back in. Everybody's sponsored by some sort of gambling website or gambling app. I don't know how this is going to end up. We've got people and players being suspended from sports because of gambling. $210 million at Churchill Downs alone yesterday. I think there was 180,000 people. You do the math. Matt Kelso joining the show. What's up, Matty? Man, I was thinking about him the other day. Went to high school with old Matt in San Marcos, Texas. Oh, man. Thank you, guys. Look, if you're leaving comments, I'll try to get to them as soon as I can. If you're watching or streaming live, I appreciate you on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. Thank you, guys. Look, as y'all well know, I just got the Sports with Balls Facebook page back. Thank God. Oh, it was 4 months, man. 4 months. And we've already reached over 500,000 people in the last 2 days. I just got it back 2-3 days ago. It's been awesome. It's fun to have that page back. Go to Sports with Balls on your social media outlets and follow follow the show. It's fun, man. Or follow the page. Because Sports with Balls is a page. It's a podcast. It's all kinds of stuff, man. So, what up, Maddie? Good to see you, man. Good to see you. I'll call you later on. I got to get on a plane to St. Louis today. I'm going to watch the Cardinals and the Mets play tomorrow night in St. Louis. That'll be a fun baseball game. It may rain, but we'll see what it is. We'll see how it goes. Major League Baseball, speaking of, it's early. I'm not going to sit here. Shohei Ohtani looks great. The Dodgers look good. Baltimore looks fantastic. New York Yankees is just cruising along. There's not a whole lot of weird stories in Major League Baseball aside from, there's two stories that I would like to bring up, and they're both in the same division, and it is the AL West. The Houston Astros are 7 games out of first place, 5-5 in their last 10 games, 5-10 away, 7-12 at home. They have a 12-22 record, 10 games below 500. Nothing's changed with the Houston Astros, folks. Nothing. Their head coach, or a head coach, manager, however you want to put it. I don't know. I don't know what, Astro fan, and I'm one, I don't know what to tell you. The Houston Astros look bad. The Josh Hader signing looks terrible. I mean, this dude has blown I don't know how many saves and leads. He's probably lost the Astros 5 games by himself. And he's supposed to be one of the most dynamic closers in the game. The Houston Altuve's having a historic season. Historic. He's up there for MVP right now. They can't win a game. They are 10 games below 500 with a .353 winning percentage. Wow. 7 games out of first. And that's not even that bad because Seattle's 19-15, the Rangers 19-16. And here's the other story is the Oakland freaking Athletics are almost at 500. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This is a team that's supposed to move to Las Vegas. They've got a city trying to keep them. They want the owner to sell so they can keep them. The Oakland A's may be one of the biggest stories in baseball come another 3-4 months. What if they're in a playoff hunt? That would be unbelievable. What if they make a trade? What if they make the playoffs? The Oakland A's, the bottom of the barrel baseball team for the last, I don't know, 10 years? I don't remember the last time Oakland made the playoffs. I'd have to look all that up. I don't have a stat guy. Come on, Kevin, where you at? But the Oakland Athletics, they're 5 games above the Houston Astros, who have won 2 of the last 5 World Series. Wow. Or I'm sorry, 17. So 2 of the last 7. They made it 5 out of 7 years. Anyways, those are my two stories. The Los Angeles Angels, Mike Trout's out, so they're terrible. Look, Mike Trout's not even playing for the Los Angeles Angels, and the Houston Astros have the same record as the trash, as the Los Angeles Angels. Philadelphia Phillies playing great ball. Milwaukee's playing good ball. Chicago Cubs playing great baseball. Los Angeles Dodgers, like I said, are up there. They're going to run away with that division. The other teams seem to be really falling off. But, yeah, there's no super surprises except for the Houston Astros. And I hate to say that because that's not a good surprise. The Detroit Tigers, 18-16, great story. Kevin says they made the 2020 AN Divisional Series, 2020 AL Divisional Series. There you go. The Oakland A's. Thank you, Kevin, my stat guy. Oh, I love that. Toronto Blue Jays, that's a story if you want to talk about that. Their offense really, really struggling. Boston's 19-16, above 500, good, but they're in a tough division. But as far as baseball goes, cream always rises to the top. Baltimore and the Yankees are up there. Cleveland's playing well. Seattle, Philly, Atlanta, Milwaukee, Chicago, and L.A. Those are your teams right now. Those are your good teams. Everybody else, sort of middle of the pack, man. Across the board, literally. Minnesota Twins doing better. Kansas City Royals, that's a good story. Kansas City's 20-15, playing good ball, plus 44 in the run differential. So there you go. I hope they do well. I got Bobby Witt Jr.'s card. I've got a few of these baseball cards around here for all these rookies. Speaking of rookies, you see the NBA playoffs and who is not in the NBA playoffs? I posted something on Sports with Balls the other day. That there are 6 starters left in the NBA playoffs that are older than 30 years old. Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley, Pascal Siakam, or however you want to put it, KCP, Caldwell Pope, Kyrie Irving, and Drew Holiday are the only players, only starters left in the NBA that are over 30 years old. Talk about a change of the guard. The NBA is completely, completely changing. The Cavaliers finally won a playoff series without LeBron. They beat the Magic 4-3 last night in the best two words in sports. Game 7! Hey, way to go, Dallas Stars, by the way. Dallas Stars moved on after winning Game 7 last night. So the Cavs move on. The Denver Nuggets lose the opening game to the Timberwolves. They'll play again tonight. I fully expect Denver to win that game, but what if the Timberwolves go up 2-0 on Denver? The defending champs. Whew. Pacers and Knicks. Talk about old school. I don't watch basketball until the second round of the playoffs. I've told you guys that since day one. But this Pacers-Knicks series, that's going to be fun. That's old school. That's 90s basketball. I hope it is, because this is going to be a blast, man. Jalen Brunson for New York is a baller. I was not okay with the signing and the money they gave him, but it looks like he's earning every penny. And Tyler Haliburton for Indiana, they're going to go at it, man. Pacers are 47-35, Knicks 50-32. Game 1 tonight, Madison Square Garden, and it was so good to see that place absolutely jumping during that Philadelphia 76ers series. That was awesome. That's one of the best buildings in sports in the United States, and to watch Madison Square Garden go off like that is fantastic. So you got Pacers and Knicks tonight, man. Game 1. That is awesome. It's flashbacks of Reggie Miller. It's flashbacks. Look, man, you know Spike Lee's going to be there. Ewing will be there. Oakley will be there. This is going to be fun. Reggie's going to be in the house. This is going to be fun. I probably will watch this. I will tune into this, man. That's good basketball. And it's on TNT. So you got Charles and company going to break that down. I love that. By the way, speaking of TNT and Charles and company, I saw rumors about this show might not be back or something about the NBA needs to come up with a new licensing deal. If you take that TNT show off the air, you're going to lose a ton of basketball fans. I don't know any other pregame show, postgame show, halftime show that I would even come close to watching. Basketball's not, a lot of people have tuned out of basketball in the NBA, but that show on TNT will keep viewers. So they better do something. It's a great show. Absolutely great show. And watching them tonight break down Pacers and Knicks and talk about it at halftime and after the game will be fantastic. This is a old school rivalry. This is fun. This is fun basketball. We haven't seen fun basketball in a very, very long time. I'm excited. And I can't say that I've been that way for a while. But the Pacers and Knicks series tonight, 6:30 TNT. That will be fun to watch. I'm stoked about that. And game 2 of Timberwolves Nuggets directly after. Cavs and Celtics tip off on Tuesday. Mavericks and Thunder also tip off on Tuesday. There you go. Mavericks and Thunder series should be fun as well. But there's no old school rivalries. Cavs and Celtics aren't old school rivalries. Mavs and Thunders aren't. They're not a rivalry. But the Pacers and Knicks? That's a series I'll watch, man. I will. That'll be fun. That's going to be chippy. The NBA better hope it goes 7 games. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Garden will be jumping. All right, what else we got? Is that what? I want to thank my sponsors once again, as usual. Christian's Tailgate. Go to christianstailgate.com. Find one near you, man. The place is flat out phenomenal. In fact, before I get on the plane today, I'm going to go grab a burger over there. I need to go do it. I'll do a live show over at Christian's Tailgate pretty soon. I definitely will. So go to christianstailgate.com. Find one near you. Also, Diamond Auto Spa, 346-319-5961. Get your car over there, man. It's just go follow them, actually. Go follow them on social media. Go to Diamond Auto HTX on Facebook and Instagram. Just see what they do. It's phenomenal what he does to cars, man. Bailey Roofing and Construction, Garrison Bailey, 281-961-2872. The weather lately has been unreal. Call him or go to GB at BaileyRoofingConstruction.com. Get $500 off for a remodel or just go get your roof looked at, man. The weather's just been terrible. All right, what else we got? Anybody got any more comments they want to jump in on here? I know Matt Kelso and Kevin have jumped in here, man. Look, I thank you guys for tuning in. I told y'all that I do have the Sports with Balls Facebook page back. Finally, man, 4 months, bro. 4 months it has been missing, but it is back. So go follow Sports with Balls on all your social media outlets. TikTok's been blowing up. It's just a good debating site. By the way, can we keep it friendly? I don't like when y'all start going at it and hating on each other. That ain't good. All right, what did we get into? What else we got to go over, man? I guess in football news, you've got the look. I'm not going to break down the draft. We all know what happened, and I've already done that on the show last time. J.J. Watt says he'd return to the Texans if they need him. I think J.J. should return to the Texans. I don't know, coaching level or whatever, how J.J. wants to do it. They got a good team. They got a shot at a Super Bowl in the next few years if they can get everything together. J.J. needs a ring, man. That guy's a Hall of Famer. He's a badass. I'd go back to the Texans if I were you. Speaking of the Texans, the running back Duke Johnson retired. Okay. This is the NFL news we have right now. OBJ gets a 1-year contract in Miami. And it was, I don't know. This is news, I guess. I'm not, OBJ's not a difference maker, man. I'm sorry. He's just, look, he had a few good years and, very popular and very, very sociable, I guess, but that doesn't make me freak out. I guess Tua Tagovailoa is in contract talks. They're going to get something done. And I guess the big news that I posted on Sports with Balls yesterday is that Dak Prescott and the Cowboys are not even close to a deal. Now, that is huge, huge news. I said a long time ago that I don't think that Dak will be back, and I don't think Mike McCarthy will be back. They're both on their last year. Unless they win a Super Bowl, I think Jerry Jones cuts his ties. The Cowboys also didn't pick up their fifth-year option on Trey Lance. You know, remember, he got traded. So, Cowboys could be looking for a quarterback. I don't think they're going to get a deal done with Dak. I don't. I really don't. I think Dak's tired of being in Dallas. I think Dallas is tired of Dak, especially if the season goes a little awry. What if he gets hurt? I don't see the Cowboys and Dak Prescott putting something together. I don't see it. And I think Cowboy fan, look, I think they're okay with one more ride. Let's do it one more year. But if nothing happens, I think Cowboy fan is probably okay with Dak Prescott leaving. Why not? You've got a young team. Get a young quarterback in there. Get another guy that's maybe a locker room guy. I don't know. You've got a lot of weapons. Great defense. Diggs, Parsons. You look at your running back room, though. Your running back room is trash right now, Cowboys. And so you're gonna put everything on Dak. I've already told y'all, when Dak throws the ball 40 times a game, they lose. The winning percentage is in the, I think, 20 or 30 percentile when he's 40 attempts or more. You need a running game in Dallas. So I think Dallas fan is okay. Look, Kevin's a massive, massive Cowboy fan. What do you think? Get rid of Dak or keep Dak? I think he's gonna demand the highest salary of any quarterback ever, for sure. He's gonna be Pat Mahomes money. I don't know if he's worth that. And if I'm Cowboy fan, I move on. I think this one last hurrah this year with McCarthy and Prescott, sure, let it go. If they win a Super Bowl, sign him because it's worth it then. If they're out in the first round of the playoffs, see you later. And I think that's the holdup. And I'm sure Dak's camp is trying to get a deal done before the season starts. Because what if Dak does get hurt? He's been injury prone. We know that. What if Dak does get hurt? Woohoo! That's big news, and that's something that's going to linger on here for a little bit, and we're gonna really start to see that amp up here before football season starts. Kevin says, so glad we got Zeke back. Meh. Keep Dak for now, but after that, I don't know, man. That's my sentiments exactly. As far as it goes, as far as the Cowboys go, I think that, yeah, sure, because you don't really have that big of a choice. You didn't have any draft picks this year to get somebody to work under him. So maybe this is the last hurrah. This is it. You run it through one more time with McCarthy and Dak, and then see you later. And it's not really starting over. Your defense is great. Your offensive line is decent. You've got great wide receivers. So, you know, just add the biggest piece in football, the quarterback, and you'll be just fine, I think. Wouldn't that be something? Dak leaves, Cowboys go to the Super Bowl within 2 years. That may be a hot take right there. I wouldn't put it past them, man. They've got all the talent in the world. I don't think that Dak's that likable, and I think people really, really trip out. All right, let's go to today in sports history. Let's see. I'm sure there's going to be some Kentucky Derby stuff. 98th Kentucky Derby, Ron Turcotte aboard Riva Ridge wins in 2 minutes and 1 second. I'm not going to go over all the Kentucky Derby stuff, man. There's a ton. 1965, Jerry Sloan is selected by the Baltimore Bullets as the fourth overall pick in the 1965 NBA draft. Of course, Jerry Sloan, the great Utah Jazz head coach. Let's see. Wow, Oakland A's pitcher. In 1974, Oakland A's pitcher Paul Lindbald makes an errant throw in the first inning of a 6-3 loss to Baltimore, ending his record streak of 385 consecutive errorless games. Holy balls. Is that a record? Well, he just ended it there. Seattle Mariners, Gaylord Perry becomes 15th pitcher to win 300 games. This is in 1982. Cal Ripken Jr. hit for the cycle in 1984. Mario Andretti sets a one-lap speed record at Indy at 218 miles an hour. My Lord. 1989, Silent Sunday wins in 2 minutes and 5 seconds in the Kentucky Derby. What else we got? Lennox Lewis, TKO's Phil Jackson. No, not the coach. In 8 rounds for the heavyweight boxing title. Lennox Lewis was a badass, man. He just got mixed in with a bunch of heavyweights with Tyson, Holyfield, and all the other guys. Where he, you know, that dude could box, man. He was really good. He should be up there considered as one of the greats, but for some reason he gets pushed to the back. Rick Pitino becomes the coach of the Boston Celtics on this day in 1997. Bad day for Houston right here. 1998, Kerry Wood strikes out 20 Houston Astros to tie Roger Clemens with the major league record. Threw a one-hitter and did not walk a batter in his fifth career start. Wow. Let's see. Fusachi Pegasus wins the Kentucky Derby. I remember that. I remember that name, but I don't remember the exact derby. Pablo Sandoval becomes second ML player since 1900 to throw a scoreless outing, hit a home run and steal a base in the same game. Dang. There you go, Pablo. That's it. Listen, guys, thanks for tuning in. First show in a while. It's been a little over a week. I've been on the road. I'll be in St. Louis tomorrow. I will try to get one in tomorrow morning. If I don't, I'll do one Wednesday morning for sure. I'm in St. Louis for the Cardinals-Mets game tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. If you missed anything on the show, get it on podcast version. It'll be up directly after this. I will make sure to get that in. Want to thank, of course, Christian's Tailgate. Want to thank Bailey Roofing and Construction and also Diamond Auto Spa. I'm Jeff Michael. This is Sports with Balls. See you.